It is just astonishing, beloved. I say this quite often, but today, even more so, the worship is just astonishing. And right now and today, this reminds me of some years ago when the Lord's love poured down on me for a 7-day period. And I'm feeling that sense still now, right at this moment. That wonderful, awesome love of God. And I believe that He wants to pass that on to you. I'm doing a study of 1 Peter, and we're in chapter 1 at the moment, and at verse 23, and it says this: "For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God." I'm going to repeat that. "For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal living Word of God." That is the truth. That is the truth, beloved. The Word of God is the truth. It comes from the very mouth of the Lord God Almighty. It comes from the very heart of your Heavenly Father. And it's poured down upon us daily if we want to receive it. You see, you can read Scripture any way you want to. You can just say, "Well, I'm supposed to read Scripture, so I'll open the Bible and I'll read it." And you can read it like this: "For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal living Word of God." Yeah, just like that. That doesn't breathe. It's dead. Beloved, it's dead. But when you allow the Holy Spirit into your life, into your heart, into your soul, into your mind, into your very core, and you say to the Holy Spirit before you open your eyes on the Word of God, "Lord, illuminate this Scripture for me." And then suddenly, it jumps to life. You have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Why? Because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God. That's why. That is the reason, beloved. And what happens when we're not listening, or we're not deciding? It's hard to put into words sometimes, you know, but sometimes we're not ready to listen to God. Why? Because we don't want to. Because we're quite happy going on the way we're going on, going to church maybe on a Sunday, saying a few prayers, singing a few hymns, singing a few worship songs, and then we can go home and live our lives the way we want to live them. But that is not what God Almighty is calling to you right now. He is calling to you listening to this broadcast right at this very second. He is saying to you, "Are you going to be holy for me? Are you going to be set apart for me? I have given you the gift of new life. You have become born again. Now you can go on and live your life as a born-again Christian, doing whatever you want to do, and taking very little notice of me, and not having a relationship with me, and not giving me much notice, or not talking to me very much. Or you can say, I do want that, Lord. I want to be set apart for you. I want my life to change. I don't want it to be the same as it's always been. I want a brand new relationship with you. And I want to be able to worship you just like I see everybody else worshiping you, with their hands held aloft, singing praises and worship to you and meaning it from the bottom of their hearts. But Lord, when I do it, it doesn't work. It doesn't happen like that. I don't have that relationship with you, and I need it desperately. I know it's missing in my life. I know I am lost without you, Lord. I've tried to live my life on my own, and I can't do it any longer. Is that the cry of your heart? For your Heavenly Father says to you, right now, right at this very second, listen to me, beloved. He says, listen to me. For you have been born again. But not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God. That is why. Beloved, I want you to just listen to this music for 30 seconds or so and allow those words to sink into your heart. Can you sense His presence? Can you sense His love for you? Pouring down right now. I believe He says this to you too. I believe He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lay all your burdens down before me now. Lay all of those countless problems that you wrestle with day after day after day after day. Lay them down now, at the foot of my cross. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Beloved, do you want to say yes to your Heavenly Father right now? Because I believe so strongly that He wants you to tangibly sense and feel His almighty love that has been poured out for you when his son was crucified on that cross 2,000 years ago? Do you want to feel, tangibly feel, his love? If you say yes, then answer me by speaking these words. Heavenly Father, I come before you now as a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of all of my sin. Wash me clean, Lord, with your blood. Let your love flow over me now, so that I can tangibly feel it. I need this, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We're going to go on with worship now. And what I want you to do is, I played this song just now and I'm going to play it again. And the words of this song simply says, I love you. And you're saying that to the Lord. I love you more than life. I want you to say those words or sing those words. I love you. I love you more than life. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you are doing for us. I pray now in Jesus' name. You are worthy to be praised. I love you more than life. I know. Sing it, beloved. Sing it. I love you more than life. That's Hillsong. Just allow his love to pour over you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just allow this worship to continue as we continue here on Worship Radio 247. This is Carrie Job and the Revelation Song.